Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Klaverkamp here, filling in for McCare. Just had that check of your markets, opening markets to round out the week. Due in part to a sharp decline in shipments to China, April exports of U.S. beef and pork trended lower than a year ago. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF. China's retaliatory duties are a major headwind for both U.S. beef and pork, while beef exporters face an additional obstacle. China has failed to renew establishment registrations for U.S. beef plants and cold storage facilities, the majority of which expired in mid-March. April beef exports were down 10% from a year ago to 100,659 metric tons, while value fell 8% to $824.5 million. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains that while exports to China declined nearly 70% in April, shipments increased to South Korea, Japan, and Central and South America. He notes that U.S. beef is regaining traction in Colombia after access was limited last year due to restrictions related to highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cows.
China, we knew, would have an off month in April. It was really the start of the disruption and the height of the tariffs, almost 150% tariffs on beef throughout April. So really not a surprise that we're down almost 70% on the China volume year on year. But there is quite a bit of good news in other regions. Korea up 18%, very big number for Korea. Central America up big. You also had a pretty good month with Japan. And also South America, good month, although Chile and Peru had good numbers. Really, Colombia is the bright spot there. We've really been trying to regain share since last April when we had basically U.S. beef out of the market for about 5 or 6 months around this HPAI and dairy cattle issue. So we've been trying to scramble and regain share. So we're very excited about that.
Pork exports were down 15% in April to 237.25 metric tons and fell 13% in value to $675.3 million. Exports to China, which are mainly pork variety meats, declined 35%. Shipments were also lower year over year to top market Mexico, though this was compared to record performance in April of 2024. April was another outstanding month for pork exports to Colombia and Central America, which are both on a record pace.
As expected, China was down significantly, down about 35%, primarily on variety meats. Mexico is a bit down as well compared to a record a year ago. But one thing to remember on Mexico, even at 91,000 tons, that's still a very, very good month. The other markets, though, Central America continues to perform well. They have for more than a year now, really on fire on both beef and pork. And huge month into Colombia, 12,000 metric tons. That's up about 60% from a year ago. So it's really satisfying to see us continuing to expand our share down in Colombia.
Lamb exports were a bright spot in April, climbing 10% from a year ago to 257 metric tons, including a near doubling of shipments to the leading market, Mexico. Hallstrom says underutilized lamb cuts from the breast and shoulder are increasingly popular in the Mexican market. Tell you the truth, never had lamb before. No, never have had lamb or any kind of sheep, honestly. I've had a venison, of course, but never have tried any lamb. All right, we got to take a quick step aside. We're taking a look at your weather up next.